93 WIVC, it is Terry Stacy. Well, Impact 100, Greater Indianapolis, wants you to know about creative ways that you can meet your New Year's resolution to give back in 2016. And joining us now is the president of the board of directors of Impact 100, Greater Indianapolis. It is our friend Beth Thomas. Hello, Beth. How are you?
I'm fine, Terry. Thank you.
Impact 100 is a charitable woman's giving circle. And explain what that is, what a giving circle is.
It's a really neat concept where people who want to give back to their community but don't necessarily have the large sums of money that they feel could be used to make a big impact, we pool all that the money that women can give and then give that away in one large sum. So our biggest grant each year is $100,000.
Wow.
And that goes to, that's making an impact
sure
on our community.
And as you just said, you focus on one nonprofit each year to receive that grant?
Yes.
Okay.
The members of the organization can choose to be part of the process that chooses our winner. And so you can, our members can be as involved as they want. They can write the check and then be happy that they supported it, but they can also help us choose who gets that $100,000 check each year. Last year was our 10th anniversary, and we celebrated it by also celebrating the fact that we've given away $1.6 million
wow.
in this community.
That is a big impact. Is it true that 100% of Impact 100 members' donations go to the grant recipients? 100%.
That's correct. When you give us money to put into the grant pool, 100% of that money goes in. We don't have a staff. We don't have overhead. We don't have an office. What we have is a bunch of really great volunteers who work very hard every year to make this happen. Now, we do, a lot of our members give extra money, and we also have some corporate sponsors or mail sponsors in the community that give us a little bit here and there to help us pay for stamps and throwing the kind of events that allow us to meet new women who want to join our organization. But yeah, 100%.
Beth Thomas is with us. She's the president of the board of directors of Impact 100 Greater Indianapolis, impact100indy.org. You can also find them on Facebook. We just talked about that 10th anniversary. And talk about some of those accomplishments.
It's been a real nice mix of organizations. All of them have taken our money and done something really wonderful. Our very first grant went to the Picard Health Center, which is part of Eskenazi's health center or health organization services. And that went to open up a new pharmacy on the in an area of town that did not have that type of thing that could help meet people who were having trouble getting their medications. So that was our first big one. We've supported Indy Reads, which is an organization near and dear to my heart. I was on the board when Indy Reads got that grant. That's how I learned about Impact 100, and that's how I became a member. I thought that if I could be a part of an organization that could have that kind of impact, then I had to do it. I just felt compelled. But other winners have included Heron High School, Horizon House, Crane House. We just actually won an award last year for the grant that we gave to Rock Steady Boxing.
Oh, another good one.
Yes. And so we received national recognition for seeing an organization in its early stages making an impact grant that actually brought them from their, it helped them grow from that little kernel to the organization that it is today that is in over four countries. I forget the numbers because they're growing so quickly, but they are an amazing organization. So we've also helped Outside the Box, another absolutely wonderful organization, Jameson Camp, Tindley Collegiate, Social Health Association. We helped them start their anti-bullying program, which has already had an impact in the Indianapolis public school districts. Of course, last year's winner, Indy Urban Acres, helping them start their keep their flower farm going. Their rules are that they can't sell any of their produce. It's all given away, which meant each year they were having to look for funds to buy seeds. So good old farmer Tyler Goff, he came up with this idea of growing flowers And then they could sell the flowers and use that proceeds to buy seeds. So we helped them build that flower farm. It's amazing.
Beth, I just want to introduce you one more time. Beth Thomas is here because we also want to talk about the 2016 giving cycle. And you mentioned that the members, they decide on where this money is going to go, where what nonprofit they will choose. And that comes around summertime. But explain a little bit about how this works. Do members usually stay just a year and then go somewhere else? Or do you have members that have stayed with you on and on each year through this giving cycle?
We have members that this will be their 11th year as a member. We have members who also put extra money into the grant pool each year. So some women can't afford the $1,000 membership. So we do shared memberships. So for as little as $250, someone can be part of our whole process. They just have to share their vote on who gets the $100,000.
That's awesome.
Now, but as I said, we also have women who step up and they'll put extra money in the grant pool, which allows us to give scholarships to women who can't afford but who have real great input into our process. So we're trying to catch people at all levels.
Yeah.
But to answer your question, our grants are, we spent pretty much half the year figuring out who to give the money to and half the year bringing in the money. So we are nearing the end of our collection part, the membership part of the 2016 grant. Once we finish with our members for that are going to be part of 2016, we know exactly how much money we're going to give away, and then we start working on giving it away.
How do we be a part of it? Where do we go? What do we do?
You go to impact100indy.org, and there's a section on the page there for how to join, but you can also send us an email directly to joinus@impact100indy.org, and then our membership committee will follow up with anyone who wants to talk about it before they hit that join off on the internet site.
Yeah. Well, Beth, it's awesome. What you ladies are doing is incredible, and we can't thank you enough for what you're doing. You are making an impact, and this is a great organization. As we said, this is some creative ways that you can meet your New Year's resolution to give back in 2016. Talk to Beth and talk to some of the others that are part of this board and a part of this membership and see if this is for you. You can follow them on Twitter at Impact100Indy. Also find them on Facebook. And again, go to Impact100Indy.org. Beth, we hope it's a great new year for you. Keep in touch with us. Let us know if there's anything we can do to help you. But thank you all so much for making such a difference.
Oh, thank you. And I really appreciate this opportunity to tell others about us. It's so amazing and so exciting to be part of this.
Absolutely, Beth. Happy New Year to all of you.
Thank you very much, Terry.
Another Indiana original, Mel McMahon, joins us next on 93 WIBC.